Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I praise God that you're able to join me today on the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. We're heard every day on this station at the same time, Monday through Friday. And if you're a new listener, welcome. I pray you're blessed in Jesus' name. I'd like to share with you a scripture, Psalm 68:19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Someone once said, blessings brighten when we count them. Well, that's true. The more we look for God's mercies, the more of them we will see. As I was in prayer and asking the Lord for a word to share with you today, He quickened this scripture in 1 Corinthians 14:33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Now, what does that word confusion mean? Well, it means several things. It not only means tumult or commotion, but related meanings are unsettled, unsteady, unstable in reference to holding or standing. So the meaning conveyed by this word is the state the enemy, the author of confusion, wants to keep you in. Isn't that true? You know, I found over the years that whenever I was doubtful, when, in other words, confused, not exactly certain what was going on, the enemy seems to delight to keep us in that place. But once there was an understanding, once there was illumination of what was going on, then virtually the battle was over, because then it was simply a matter of prayer, and that hindrance, the obstacle, whatever it was, would be moved out of the way. So God is not the author of confusion, the scriptures say, but the enemy is. And so He delights in keeping us truly, just as that word describes, in tumult or commotion, unsettled, unsteady, and unstable to hold or stand. I mean, that's exactly what the devil wants to do. And so I want to speak, if any of you find yourself in that place today, I rebuke confusion in Jesus' name, and I loose the clarity and the peace and the direction of the Lord. What does the word say? The paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep His covenant and His testimonies. Praise God. How many of us can say at any given time that we're walking in full assurance of the Lord's will, having an understanding of what He's doing in our lives? This may have been true in the past, but it's no longer going to be true for those who are answering the call of the Spirit to enter into a deep communion with Him. God's been impressing me so strongly with His desire that His people know Him and to be in a state of peace regarding His dealings and direction. The word says, I believe it's in Daniel, the people that know their God shall be strong and shall do exploits. But in relation to this whole subject of confusion, it's only when we're unsettled, when we're uncertain, that the enemy can discourage us with doubt and a lack of assurance. Isn't that true? Think about that. When he brings, when you're strong, when you know exactly where you're standing, where you're going, well, it's pretty hard to get discouraged or despondent or depressed. Isn't that true? But when you're not certain, when there's an unsettled quality in your heart, in your soul, then the enemy can. It's a good time for him to bring discouragement. And what does Ephesians 5:17 says? Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Having this understanding will bring such beautiful joy and peace into our lives. The things, the people, the situations that the enemy has used regularly to harass and upset us will lose their power to unsteady us in our stand before the Lord. Hallelujah. Hebrews tells us that He is a rewarder, the Lord is a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. And so with your bold faith, you can refuse confusion and uncertainty, and you can storm the citadels of hell and claim God's clear direction for your life. And you can also claim your lost loved ones, your home, your job, your health, your blessings, whatever your needs are. We have to cease confining God to our little Pentecostal or charismatic boxes. God can do anything He wants to do. He doesn't need our permission. He's sovereign. One author said that this means I am God and you are not. John 10:10 states, Jesus speaking, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life, and that life more abundantly. God doesn't want you to just make the devil leave. He's given you the power, the authority to put back, to make him put back what he has taken, what he's robbed from you. He's robbed peace of mind. He's brought confusion. You can rebuke that in the name of Jesus. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And one of my favorite scriptures, a foundation for every Christian, 1 John 4:4, which states, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Beloved, by the power of the Holy Ghost living in you, you have that awesome authority, that privilege, that responsibility in the name of Jesus to tell the devil what to do. So if you've been troubled by uncertainty and just oppression, just rebuke it and refuse to accept it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's pray together right now. There's no time like the present. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I come and bring those who have been battling uncertainty. Lord, they might not have called it confusion, but as they step back and really look at it, Lord, they have been confused. They haven't been certain what to do. They're not certain what step they should take. What's the next move? There's just some things that they're not really clear on. But Lord, we thank you. You're not the author of confusion. And if any man lack wisdom, you said in James to ask liberally, because you will give liberally to all men, and you don't upbraid, you don't rebuke us for that. So Lord, I ask wisdom for those, Lord, who are seeking your ways. Lord, those who are needing some clear-cut answers for the immediate future. Lord, there's some that have just got to have an answer. Someone right now, I feel in the spirit that there's a job situation and you're really waiting before God what you should do, whether or not you should accept it, whether or not you should give notice at your present job. And the Lord is going to give you clarity. He's going to give you a peace, and He's going to move in circumstances surrounding it so that you'll know clearly that, yes, this is the will of the Lord. Don't move until you have that peace. Hallelujah. But He will give peace and strength. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, there's someone else. You're asking the Lord regarding some very important things regarding your family. And the Lord says, even though you feel pressured right now, the Lord is saying, don't make a decision. In fact, I've never done this, but He's just saying, wait on Him. There's a 3-day period. He wants to just wait on Him. Just wait on Him, praise Him. And at the end of these 3 days, you will know what it is that He would have you to do, the steps He would have you to take regarding these important decisions regarding your family. Praise God. Receive that in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, yea, I speak to you. I call to you this day, and I call you to hear and to learn and to understand. Was not I, your Lord, fashioned as a man? And was I not tempted and tested in all points as you? Therefore know that I can fully identify and relate to you in your pain, in your sorrows, and in your joys. It was in the daily communion that I had with my Father that I was strengthened, and so shall it be with you. Is it not written, the servant is not greater than his master? As I learned obedience by the things I suffered, so shall you savor the sweetness and joy that comes from obedience. The hard things will be not so hard. Obedience is not only higher and more noble than sacrifice, it is the only true path to peace and fulfillment. But for the joy set before me, I endured the contradiction of sinners, the ridicule, the rejection, and the agony of body and soul. I did that for you. And as you rest in me, in the sure hope and knowledge of that glorious day, for I say to you, beloved, that a day is coming when all of my friends, yea, your loved ones, we shall be together. You shall be together with me, and our joy shall be complete and full. Therefore, beloved, look beyond your present circumstances. Yea, look and be comforted for that perfect day which is dawning, and know that your present light affliction is not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in you. Beloved, I say, draw not back, but draw from my love, draw from my strength this day. Receive from me the courage you need to remain steadfast and to continue on. You shall in no wise lose your reward, for your faithfulness and service pleases the King. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for your words. Praise God for the gift of prophecy, the gift of his Spirit, that word of prophecy that's given for edification, exhortation, and comfort, as described in 1 Corinthians 14 and 3. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you this week, and I invite you to tune in next week at this same time. And partners, I want to thank you for your prayers and your financial support. It means so much to know that you're standing with me. We're working together, laborers, co-laboring together with the Spirit of the Lord. And you will in no wise lose your reward. I could not do this together. This is a faith ministry. If it wasn't for the gifts and love offerings of God's people, we could not continue on this station. I do invite you to write and share your prayer requests. Know that when I receive your letter, I'll pray for you personally and send back whatever the Lord gives. God bless you, love you, and until next week, this is Sister Glass. Amen.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.